just wanted to clarify what we are doing here. We live in this world where people see only movement and materialistic things. It is the materialistic view of this thing and that thing. And even beings are often considered to be things. And it is the selfish self, or rather the not reflected self, that stands in the center of such a world. Obviously, there are people who see more than only things and feel and listen. And they get to hear a silence. And feel a warmth. And hear direction. And following that, their suffering, the sense, oh, I want to have this, I cannot get that, I am not sufficient, I'd like to shed off my lack of comfort in some kind of a far away paradise with where the sun always shines and there is basically plenty all the time you want it. And they hear and feel a direction towards contentness. So they have their inner compass going to the spiritual, in the spiritual life, and their inner compass is pointing towards point zero, the not being a separate somebody, they're not being separate things, they're not even feeling to be an individual. A person only. So this is where the spiritual path is pointing towards the solution and saving all beings of suffering. But we are only getting a glimpse of it. We only hear a little of it. And we do a practice. We do a practice. We at least follow an ethical call. And we may study and follow a teaching, a religion, a path. And often that path goes still from A to B. It is a path where we start imperfectly and hope to end up perfectly, a perfect. In the tradition of Zen meditation, is being recognized that we all already are Buddha. So, says Dogen, what is the reason then for practice? Why practice? And practicing what? He points us to this that we are. This that we are is not devoid of existence. It is not just material existence, but it can be found in all circumstances here, now. When what we think to be and what seems to be can be let go in the sense of not continuing streams of thought, not identifying yourself with form, but let things let existence let phenomena flow. And be free. And in Zen, there are two pathways. There is the direct path, which often is practiced in the Rinzai tradition. Some effort may be used there to really be here and now and not get involved in thought at all, and to directly see the universal, the unborn mind. And sometimes that goes by an explosive insight, but it can also be that it is a sudden, gentle moving of perspective. So that then you know the unborn mind. And after that, it is the training to continuously adjust to that when you feel habitual thought, feeling, views are taking over in your mind. So when you let the focus be the habitual mind. And every moment there is then the possibility of returning to not being bound by form, by simply abide, stream with presence, aware presence. The Soto path is often called the gradual, step by step, becoming unveiled. Step by step, an insight in your psychological thinking, your habitual thinking, and discover that it's not true. So our practice has a lot to do with, is this true? Is what I think true? Is this thought true? Is this person nasty? Is that person angry? Is that person using me? Am I person using them? Insight in truth. And following a compass of the universal precept, the highest precept, which is all acceptance itself. And Reverend Master Jiyu often spoke of the cosmic Buddha, or the eternal. And they point to the timeless, formless, undivided being, the ever-present timeless. And when we become one with that path. The raft of the precepts gets a different function. Precepts come forth in daily life, in the dynamic life. And when we know the place, the source, then our heart opens to that and is always, or often, gearing back into that, and we may have unperceptual thoughts, but that can be seen, let go of, and not worried about. And deeply being imbued with this path, we may dissolve into a mystic. One who identifies and knows as their own being the true self. Which is all-embracing and seeing and knowing. Contentment and love live there. This doesn't mean that daily life no longer exists, of course. One Sufi master had a pupil, a student, and he was on a retreat in the mountain. A snake came near him, and he tried to grab hold of it. And then the snake bit him, and his limbs began to swell. When the master heard about this, he sent for the student and said, "Why did you grab hold of the snake so it bit you?" "Oh, master," replied the student, "you yourself said that there is nothing but God. On seeing the snake, I saw only God. Plucking up courage, I grabbed hold of it." And the master replied, "When God manifests himself to you under the aspect of terrifying power, run away. Don't approach him, otherwise the same thing will happen to you again. Hold back from acting so boldly until you know him perfectly. And in this specific tradition, you may hear exactly the same teaching as you find in Soto Zen. Whoever knows their self knows their Lord. To study Buddhism is to study the self. To study the self is to forget the self and to be enlightened by all beings and things, their Lord, Buddha nature. And one may come to see only Buddha nature. Only Buddha nature, because there isn't actually something before or after. He, says the Sufi, Buddha nature, he is, and there is not with him any before or after, above or below, closeness or distance, how or where or when, time or moment or duration, manifested existence or place. And he, the cosmic Buddha, is now as he has always been. Substitute she if you like, because it really hasn't anything to do with gender. We are not women, we are not men. We are Buddhas. And in daily life, we may and must manifest as what we are. He continues, he is the one without oneness and the single without singleness. He is not composed of name and named. For his name is simply him. He is apparent without appearance and hidden without hiddenness. And no one other than he sees him. We may think we see the cosmic Buddha, but it is awareness seeing awareness. The cosmic Buddha seeing the universal cosmic Buddha. unborn. This allows us to live. A life freed of suffering. And we can leave behind the rules and regulations that brought us to the other shore. It is a different kind of practice then. Therefore, it is called freedom. But if you think you are free and cannot be aware that you are putting your small self in the center, that is not true freedom. We will know our hearts of hearts, the essence of wisdom explained in the Sutra of Great Wisdom of the Heart, or the Heart of Great Wisdom. And there is a natural inclusiveness then, because love is not love of just one thing. It's simply love. And all are within that. Then within a Sangha and one's family and work situations, one who is knowing this can be shining as a light within the darkness of ignorance, without, of course, thinking I am a light for ignorance. So there is no self-consciousness. So practice this path. And what that means is simply be aware every moment. And in every step, there is peace. So let's not look to the future where things need to be perfect, where you need to be perfect. be here, be at peace.